you visit the hospital, remember that dogs can't work an X-ray machine, but cats can.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
As a humorist, I field all sorts of questions. For instance, can you make me laugh? It's been a hard day. I don't like it when my wife says this to me. And she doesn't like it when she's asked, did you marry him for the money? There's money, she answers. What money? Seriously, here's a question I hear from time to time. Is there humor in the Bible? It seems like a serious book to me. Well, first let me say it is a serious book. The Bible deals with the most essential questions you'll ever ask. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? It's the story of how God so loved the world. But serious though it is, there's humor in the Bible. For example, did you know why Jonah wouldn't go to Nineveh? Because he knew there was something fishy about it. Okay, I'll be serious. The author David A. Peters counts more than 1,000 humorous lines and stories in the Bible. Here are just three examples. In 1 Kings 18, Elijah is facing off with priests of Baal in a contest to prove which god is stronger. When Baal doesn't react to the prayers of the priests, Elijah says, "Pray louder. Maybe Baal is taking a nap. Maybe he's away on vacation. Maybe he's sitting on the toilet." That's what he said. Elijah was one of the first stand-up comics to ridicule his audience. In Acts 12, the Apostle Peter is tossed in jail. An angel shows up and sets him free. Immediately, Peter heads over to a house where a group of believers is gathered, praying for his release. He knocks on the gate, and a servant girl, Rhoda, answers, recognizes Peter's voice, gets so excited she forgets to open the gate, and runs off to tell the prayer group. They will not believe her. Here are people praying for Peter's release, refusing to believe that it could happen. As Peter stands forgotten at the gate knocking, "Hey guys," he says, "it's me. Stop praying. Let me in." In Genesis 17, God speaks to Abraham and says, "You're going to be a father." Say what? Abraham was 99. Verse 17 says, he fell on his face and laughed, as in rolling on the floor laughing. That's ROTFL for you texters. Hebrews 11 comments on Abraham's age when he became a father. It says this, he was as good as dead. When his wife Sarah hears the news, she laughs out loud. Imagine your 90-year-old grandma giving birth. When her son is born, she names him Isaac, Hebrew for laughter. Sarah says, God has made me laugh, and everyone who hears of this will laugh with me. You know, you can't read far in the book of Proverbs without smiling. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. That's Proverbs 11:22. I wonder if Solomon disagreed with one of his plethora of wives when he wrote, better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. In Proverbs 22:13, the sluggard says, there is a lion outside. I tried that verse on my mother one morning when I didn't want to go to school, but it didn't work. The Bible contains tragedy and sorrow in abundance, but the backdrop is triumphant joy. We see it when the giant Goliath proves that anyone who mocks God has rocks in his head. We hear it in the words of Jesus, who is facing death and tells his disciples, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Because he did overcome the world, we have reason to rejoice and even to laugh, which is something that I did when a child came up to me after an event and asked, did you know that Adam never had a date with Eve? Oh, no, I didn't know that. He said, that's right, but he had an apple. Ha!
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.